Yeah, I met with the Donegal County Council Management along with the Fianna Fáil Councillor team to discuss the ongoing progress and work in relation to transitioning all those that the Council had given approval to, the 850 or so homeowners, the transition to the new scheme. So Council have been working on relation to that transition, and all of those who, all of that 850 will be, some have already received correspondence this week, but over the course of this week, Donegal County Council will be corresponding with all of those in relation to how they will now be transitioning to the new scheme and seeking the information from them that will enable the Council to actually process the new grant rate for them. So everybody will be clear in relation to what they need to return to the Council to be on the new scheme and to get the new rates. And the Council then will be working hard to work through those and get that approval to people as quickly as possible. Obviously, it's really important that we make sure now that the scheme works well, that people that are in building get the updated funding to them as quickly as possible, and also that those who want to get on with building actually get the approvals to be able to do that. The Council also have engaged, and at a meeting of the wider County Council last week, have also continued with the cross-party grouping that had been really important in relation to feeding into the Department of Housing in relation to the finalising the regulations, that grouping will also continue over the time ahead to work with the Council management in relation to making sure that the scheme rolls out as quickly as possible and as effectively as possible.
In terms of the operation of the new scheme, we know that there were a number of engagements at Oireachtas committee level just before the Dáil and Seanad broke up for the summer recess. Now, the Micah Action Group are saying that there is something of a gulf between the perception and the promises of officials and Minister O'Brien and the experience of homeowners on the ground. They're suggesting that Minister O'Brien should come to Donegal, attend a public meeting and liaise and discuss things directly with the homeowners. Do you think that would be useful?
Well, they have made that request to Minister O'Brien, and I've no doubt Minister O'Brien will be visiting the county very soon. He'll want to meet, and it's important he does meet with everyone who's implementing the scheme. I attended a public meeting that the Mike Action Group held last week themselves and engaged with homeowners and engaging on an ongoing basis. And I think what we need to see now is actually the new scheme, which I believe is a really strong one and which has updated costings, which are informed independently by surveyors in our own county, and which will update every year going forward. What we now need to see is homeowners actually get the benefit of that new scheme. And I believe that will bring the confidence to homeowners that it is a scheme which is a strong one and which can ensure that they get the cost of having their homes fixed. So the important focus now needs to be in rolling it out, making it work. And I'll certainly, with my own team of county councillors, continue to work with council management to support them in that work. And I know all parties will seek to do that, because it's the number one issue for our county to get homeowners the support that they require to get homes fixed and to get that new scheme fully operational, of people seeing the benefit of it.
And are you satisfied that new scheme is fit for purpose?
I am. I think it's a very strong scheme, and I think it really importantly it will make sure as we go forward that the costs will update every year, because it's going to take a number of years to actually make sure all homes are fixed. It's important that we get the support to those who need it most quickly now, and that those houses, that those 850 that have approval, that they can get on with it. Also then that as we learn more and that we follow the science and the engineering advice in relation to this, and that's very much the commitment of the government. But we've come a long way over the last 2 years in terms of the legislation and in terms of the new regulations which are required to put the scheme live. The focus now needs to be in getting that scheme fully operational and seeing homeowners get the benefit of it.